on a few, well, I'll make only one drop on, even though these two items are really two separate items. Sorry?
Bangers and mash.
No. They're together, they're two separate items. The problem is they're two separate. Yeah. They don't complement one another enough. A common widespread minhag to have them as one meal, but they're not. They don't serve one the other. So we'll understand more closely when we learn some of our laws. This type of ikkar and topil, where the items are not one dish. And what would be considered one nourish? That would be, for example, you would have potato with lots of little pieces of sausage, some sort of dish like that. So that would be one. So we have to look now at examples of things that are separate. So when we have things that are separate, and nevertheless have the halakhos of ikkar and topic. So let's look at the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch over here, and we'll see exactly what the case is. I'm sorry for that much, really. And we'll look at some of it inside, and then we'll understand, and then maybe we'll go branch out to some other cases that aren't mentioned. So let's see Seif Aleph over here. In Ochal Shnei Dvarim, somebody takes part of two items, or Yoshel V'Shoisa, or eats and drinks. V'Ha'echot Ikar Etzloi, one of the items is primary, V'Hasheni Hu Tofeloi, and the second item is secondary. Meaning what? The secondary item, one is only partaking of for the sake of the ikkar.
Like to wash down your food.
Oh, something like that. But let's see what examples there are. If one would not be partaking of the primary item, one would not partake of the secondary item at all. It's very good you brought up the example of sausage and mashed potatoes. Now we can contrast with that. Sausage and mashed potato, that's lossy. There you eat each item for itself. Might be usual to have them on one plate, but you eat each item for itself. However, over here we're discussing a scenario where the secondary item is only eaten for the sake of the primary item. Pugoy, for example. Shekholash Limoy, I don't know if we can understand the medical angle of this and how it was described in the poskim, but whatever it is. Cholash Liboy, he feels weak. Ukadeva Chazik Liboy, in order to strengthen his heart, Osel Dog Malia, he eats something sharp. A salty piece of fish, Osnoin, or a radish. So he eats this very sharp or very salty item. And a Mekadeva Chain, Borim Charidim. But then you have a side problem. And once you eat this very sharp or salty item, you need something to remove that very salty taste from your mouth. So he follows it up with a little bit of bread. Just enough. He's not interested in the bread in and of itself. He's only having it to wash down, as you said, to clear away the salty taste from his mouth. Right, very good Jewish thing here, correct? Even bread, which has got the greatest hashimut out of all my kolim, and normally it's the absolute opposite. Normally you make bracha on bread, and everything else that comes along with it is exempt. In this scenario,
is this for the other, or even if you continue?
No, on the contrary, not only is it not for the other. This is the lechatchila dika halacha, to the extent that if we had a case which clearly 100% fits this category, one's not supposed to make a bracha on the bread. You make a bracha on the fish, the salty fish, shako, and the bread is exempt.
No, but I'm saying, the more you eat it, then you have it for you.
Right, very good. You're only having the herring, you're only having the bread because you have to have this herring because you have this whatever it is, you have this salty herring, and now you're stuck with this added problem, and now you've got the salty taste in your mouth. So get rid of the salty taste, you have a little bit of bread. That's what we're talking about. I don't know how common or practical this real scenario is today. We'll talk more about it.
Very practical, especially with Middle East food, when they use pita after the to
okay, could be.
Because Because if it's very,
no, exactly the,
if it's very sharp,
yeah.
If you try to do water, like
yeah.
a lot of people
yeah.
make do it.
Really?
Only bread.
You need bread special to clean the weight. Okay, so that's very good. That's, the, that's exactly the example we're talking about.
Don't
yeah? Okay. Okay. Oh, so we'll come more closely to the examples which apply today, because okay, we'll come to this. So let's take this scenario: he's eating the very strong thing, and he has the bread about halfway through now, two thirds of the way through his teeth. He has the bread or some other item in order to get rid of that sharp taste. Yeah.
Only one question. You don't mention it's not you not answer. But what quality? Let's assume that one piece of hair can make it special meticulous.
Yeah. Yeah.
One piece of hair can require 2 kilograms of bread. Quantity
doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't think quantity. Quantity is, in principle, it's not a. In principle, it's not. Right. Exactly. So, in principle, it's not exactly.
Okay, yeah.
However, normally, the normal practical materials will be that somebody who's having a lot of bread, normally it won't be that it's just to wash away the taste. Normally, if you're having a lot, that normally is probably a simon. So you are having the bread, also because you like bread. But if you would really have such a case that it's all so salty and you needed a whole loaf of bread to get rid of it, and that's all you're having it for, it would also be fine.
Well, this is my question. This is
yeah.
my question.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't
know.
Does it play a role?
Yeah. In the sort of very bare halakhic gedorim, it doesn't really play a role. But hey, similarly. In this other lishto yain, sorrow if one wants to have a good shot of whiskey, the shoyse, the chzeila matik hacharivus, now because it's too sharp and leaves you with a sharp taste in the mouth, oichal afrov, one eats afterwards ma'apha, a little bread, or eats a tree or a little fruit, mevorich rat al ho'ikah, one makes a brocha simply, purely on the ikah. And this is even though one is not eating these two items simultaneously. One partakes first of this very salty fish or this very strong drink, and afterwards, in order to wash it down, you partake of another item, a piece of bread or something else. Nevertheless, because the second item is only coming to complement the first item, only to remove the ill effect of the first item, it becomes potter, it becomes secondary, and the brothel which one made on the first item exempts the second item.
Even after you remove the problem,
more detailed. Because if after you've removed the problem, you continue eating bread, so then what do we see? Are you having it just to remove the ill effect of the salty fish? No.
No,
you're not. Right.
Yeah,
so that's the creation.
Yeah, but the key question is, what's having the purpose to remove, and then serving that purpose, and then you don't need another purpose, you might think.
Right, but that's important to be clear about. No, not so. Rather, it's not so. Rather, right. Yeah.
Not good. So, examples are to speak that the second, that we could cancel ill effects of the first.
Yeah.
I would maybe always go to Cantaferi, but otherwise, I would never eat right if I don't have a special salt in it or a special thing that gives some kind of a catch. But I don't do it except grab on the catch, but I would never eat the right is without this.
What's the that can fall more into the next category of Ikra and Tofa, which we'll look at. As we said at the beginning, there's two main categories. Either two separate items, like we're looking at now, they don't constitute one food. And the truth is that even if you would have these two things together, they wouldn't they're not one. They're not one dish. It's just bread with herring on it. Or things which are so joined to the extent that one views them as one dish, where we have different.
Maybe not so joined, but the fact is you may never eat the first one without the second one. There are cases like this, right?
Something you never eat on its own.
Never eat spaghetti without a piece of tomato on it. Or anything.
Yeah, well, we'll come maybe even within this category, we'll come to things like that, like you know, spreads that one puts on a cracker. So he eats a cracker and he spreads on the peanut butter.
No,
or he spreads on the jam.
No,
you never eat peanut butter on
the
top.
But I would never eat a cracker without it. It's a different thing. It's a this food
yeah.
which only eats this cage.
In that case, you don't even put it in the ground like you said. Only this case. Secondly, can I enjoy? So right now, what means this wooden cage?
Let's be clear.
So an adventure is a fair delay building. It is normal. That's a great question. If it's normally done that way, or if this person has a very unique issue with that.
Okay, that's already another stage of the question. First of all, what ritual is the din in some sort of mitzvah where essentially, you know, the rice is the ikkar. But,
I mean, the fact that we accept,
but you would never have it on its own.
Yes, I can go off on Monday. The
crack is a perfect example. One can say, you know, I don't even put the crack or even the peanut butter. You know, sometimes, I don't know, maybe it's only me, but, you know, I want the spread, I want the thing. And, you know, a necessary condition, I cannot put on the finger, I have to put it on something. So I eat the cracker also, but really, I'm not interested in the cracker. The cracker is only support for the thing that I like.
Alright, we're probably going to have to look at some of these examples more in the continuation of these halachos. It's going to take a bit of time. But let's just say that when we have two things that constitute one mitzvah, one dish, generally speaking, the golden rule is that we follow the majority of the mixture. Alright, but we're getting sidetracked from the cases we're looking at the moment. So even though coming back to our herring, our strong fish with the little cracker or whatever it is afterwards, or even the whole loaf of bread if that's what you need, so one bracha on the fish, and that exempts what comes after. But our tovel, ain't no tzoris or varich, one does not need to have to make any bracha on this bread, lo la fonov, not beforehand, but lo la afro, and not a bracha afroina either. Ki nitar be bracha sh'al ha'ikha. For the bracha which is made on the ikar, on the primary item on the fish, exempts the bread. The gam netilas yadayim eino tzoris. It goes as far as saying, says the kibbutz shulchan aruch, that one does not even require netilas yadayim. This is based on an understanding that the chazal only fixed the obligation of netilas yadayim in a situation where there's also a birkas hamotzi. They go together like one package deal. If there's a birkas hamotzi, netilas yadayim comes with it. If there isn't, then there isn't. Let's just add that the Mishnah Brura on this detail says that if one partakes of more than a kazayis of bread, one should make the tzilis kazayim without a broth. Very explained.
But not hamotzi,
is
just
any order? No. It's possible that there's no hamotzi. This tzilis kazayim is a sort of detailed shayla of when was Chazal l'chayim the tzilis kazayim. Is it absolutely certain that it's only when there's hamotzi, or maybe it's not related? So now, let's continue into Sif Beis, which will be a reflection of the idea which we said already on Thursday, that Ikar and Tofil is not that the secondary item doesn't require a bracha, it does require a bracha, but the bracha which one makes on the primary item exempts the secondary item. Now when we learn Sif Beis, we'll see that many of the details there are a reflection of this idea. But Dafka, in Oritale for Ikar, Tchil. All this is where one partakes of the main item first, which is going to be usual in the scenario we've discussed. You partake first of this salt fish. And after that, you partake at the top of the secondary item. And in addition, right? In addition to that, at the time when one made that bracha on the piece of salty herring, you were aware that that's what we were going to do. Or at least, the situation is that that's what you normally do, that standard procedure, therefore default task covers also the bread. Because then it is considered as though you had default task for that. But furthermore, one partakes of the tofu, but also in Maimu, in that same location. That book is the exclusion of a situation where in Halak in Tain, if one exits the room and goes elsewhere, where then you will be subject for all those halakhos of Shinui Mokri, which we spoke about right at the beginning of these shurim. Sha'ol Tzorik Laborik, where then, at least in many scenarios, one will have to make another bracha, Gam al HaTofil, because the Tofil has not been covered with the original bracha. A couple of other situations which I've just covered by the same sort of principle. What would be, just one second, what would be if you partook of the fish? You decided, I've finished eating now. You don't think of that right away to have something else to wash it down. Finished eating. And then 5 minutes later you say, oh no, I've got a very salty taste in my mouth. I'm going to have a piece of bread. So then, again, you will have to make a fresh bracha, because the hefet hadas, the decision to stop eating, cut off the original bracha. Yeah? Okay. Let's continue into Sif Yim. So hey, now what about, and here's another fascinating scenario, and this is an amazing quiz question. How can we have a situation where one takes a piece of bread, and the bracha lechatchila is to make shakol, at least according to some quiz kids. Look at this. But hey, the ma'orichal mitchila is a tofel. If one eats first the tofel, but harakas es lo ikon. If one eats first the tofel and afterwards the ikon. To go. Shabbat Shalish says, Yayin and Yayin Sar. One wishes to partake of a strong drink. Okadesh lo ilish says, Al libore kono. In order not to take partake of it on an empty stomach. Oizel tchila is a dova kono. One eats first some small item. Tarech levore gam ala tofel. So here obviously in line with what we learned in the previous seat, one requires a bracha on the secondary item too. Although, however, kinen shura tofel ato, since one is partaking of it as a secondary item, it's secondary to the primary item which you're going to have in a minute, the strong drink. You're only having this to complement the strong drink, so you don't have it on an empty stomach. Yesh unrin, the yoras liver kosoi. Some say that in this situation, it loses its chashivut and cannot have its own particular bracha. The aim of Orit and Allah brought shakol. So the bracha is only shakol. In other words, again, we have a situation of Ikar and Tophel, a unique situation of Ikar and Tophel. You wish to partake of a strong drink, but you don't want to have the strong drink on an empty stomach. So you have a little piece of bread first, which you've got absolutely no interest in whatsoever, other than that you want to have your strong drink and you don't want to have it on an empty stomach. No other interest. So that piece of bread is tofel, is secondary, although it's being eaten before the primary item, it's still secondary, it's being had only to serve the purposes of the primary item. So it's tofel, it's being had before. So since it's being had before, you don't have yet the bracha on the primary item in order to exempt the secondary item. You haven't made that bracha yet. So you're going to have to make a bracha. But some say that since soft called soft, it is being had as a secondary item just to serve it something else, it loses its chashivus and its bracha remains only shakol.
Even
bread, whatever it is.
But you still have to make a bracha of the strong one that you're going to drink more whatever.
For sure, well, in this example actually, once you've made the charcoal, if the strong item is charcoal, so you make charcoal.
Yeah, but okay. That's why I mentioned strong wine is fine.
Oh, it's my book. Yeah, sure.
So that bread,
what is
the
herring?
So you eat the bread, you have to do a charcoal on the bread.
If it was the herring, for example, so then...
And the charcoal covered the herring.
Yeah, now you've made it.
Charcoal for the herring.
Yeah.
Why the bread is not that way to do it?
It seems like it's not just a question of that, you know, downgrading it. So you're only a topple, so we're going to knock you down as well. The point is that since you're not having it for itself at all, it doesn't qualify for that special shvak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of it being its particular min. You're not having it for being its min. All you're left with is the concept that you can't be ne'er 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 below your brother. It's being a shabbat for this particular min, this particular item. You're not having it for itself, so it's not suitable. So you just have to yesh lahol is blow bracha, so shakol is good enough. Let's just conclude this seed. V'yesh chokim, and some disagree and are of the opinion that it does retain its original bracha. And therefore, we want to avoid being in this scenario. The hope there's absolutely maybe they speak of. In order, one shouldn't. To avoid this doubt, yesh chilah pesach minu ikra wants to first partake of some of the primary item, we avoid Allah liqar as a topic. One should avoid this scenario. One should try to have first a little bit of the ikar at least, even a tiny bit, even though you don't want to drink on an empty stomach, have a little bit, and that way the topil is certainly exempt with the bracha of the ikar. Alright, so Mr. Hashem, next year I hope we will come to some more practical nowadays example from some of these principles. I wish everybody a good Shabbat.